Last week, Michigan Governor Rick Snyder offered a proposal he thinks will jumpstart Detroit's struggling economy. At a company in predominantly Hispanic Southwest Detroit, the governor said he wants the federal government to increase the number of skilled immigrants allowed to move to Michigan to 50,000 over 5 years. That's on the condition that they live and work in Detroit. The governor points to data suggesting a multiplier effect involving skilled immigrants, that every one creates more than 2.5 additional jobs. The proposal needs to be vetted by federal immigration authorities. To explain, Current State welcomes Dr. Jonathan Weinberg. Jonathan's a law professor specializing in immigration law at Wayne State University. Welcome, John.
Hi, good to be here.
The governor needs the federal government's assistance with this. Explain what he would like them to do, please.
The federal government's got a program to give immigrant visas to immigrants who have advanced degrees in the professions or who have exceptional ability in the sciences, arts, and business. And there are some requirements you need to meet here. One of them is you need to have a job offer from a U.S. employer. Another one, for most of those folks, is that the U.S. employer has to show that there isn't a U.S. citizen in the area who's ready, willing, and able to do the work. The governor is asking the federal government to waive those last two requirements so long as the person promises to live and work in Detroit. So, under Governor Snyder's plan, if you're a foreign citizen, you want to come to the U.S., you have an advanced degree in the professions, whether or not you've got a job offer from a U.S. employer, whether or not there are U.S. citizens available to do the work, you can just come so long as you're willing to live and work in New York. Sorry, in Detroit.
Is the governor essentially hoping that there is enough support for giving Detroit a hand that the immigration officials will approve this, will carve out this this exemption?
Well, that's his hope. This isn't the way immigration authorities usually work. I mean, the way Homeland Security typically approaches this, they would say, well, gee, if there's a need for skilled immigrants to come into American cities to jumpstart their economies in the way Governor Snyder's contemplating, we wouldn't do it just for Detroit. We'd do a nationwide study. We'd see what cities need this sort of help. We'd try to develop a list. We'd approach it systematically and take it from there. He's saying, forget all that. I just want a Detroit rule. And even if they're sympathetic to his goals, I think that's going to be a harder sell.
Hmm. Is there any kind of precedent for this, John?
Yeah, there is. The statute has a provision with pretty similar requirements for doctors who want to come to the U.S. and are willing to live in medically underserved areas or who are going to work at VA hospitals or other VA facilities. That's a good example, though. In that case, Department of Homeland Security had Department of Health and Human Services make up a list of all of the medically underserved areas across the country, and you can get this waiver by going to work in any of them. It's not a matter of they're saying, gee, Louisville has told us we don't have enough doctors, so we're going to make a Louisville rule.
From your perspective, how seriously do you think the feds will consider this?
Well, I think the feds are going to take this seriously. Immigration is a major issue. The health of Detroit, I think, is an important matter. This isn't something they're simply going to ignore. But I'd be very surprised if they approve this in the form in which it's been presented.
Are you confident in the end they'll comply, or is it just too unpredictable?
Well, I mean, what I think they might do is they might initiate the process, and this is not what the governor wants, but they might initiate a process where they say, well, Governor Snyder's got a point. Let's try and make a list of all of the cities nationwide where they might do this. And then, maybe a year or so from now, we might move to, that sort of waiver for a bunch of cities. That's not what the governor wants, because then Detroit doesn't have the exclusive franchise on an easy route for skilled immigrants to come to the U.S., but I think that's what he's more likely to get.
We're talking with Dr. Jonathan Weinberg. Jonathan's a law professor specializing in immigration law at Wayne State University. We're talking about Governor Snyder's proposal last week to try to get more skilled immigrants specifically to come to Detroit. The governor emphasized that this proposal is about job creation, not about training people for existing jobs that are unfilled. Although he told NPR just after the address that training efforts are ongoing. What do you make of this multiplier effect? Is that backed up by the facts in your view?
I think it is. I mean, when it's an oversimplification to say that, you know, bringing trained immigrants to Detroit is somehow magically going to solve the city's problems. But I think the governor's got a good point that if you bring in skilled, entrepreneurial, well-educated people who are driven to do something to help the economy, that's going to help. And that's going to help in ways that we couldn't really achieve through other means.
I wanted to get your response to a point made by Bridge Magazine's Phil Power, and you alluded earlier to the Department of Homeland Security, who will be looking at this proposal. Mr. Power feels it's bizarre, his word, that Homeland Security is in charge of the EB-5 program and not the Commerce Department. What do you make of that?
Well, I mean, back in the day, there was a time when the government agency that was in charge of all of our immigration programs was the department that was then called the Department of Commerce and Labor. And the Department of Commerce and Labor decided who could come and who could go, and people thought that was a good system at the time. A while later on, with the Second World War and security concerns, we were distrustful of immigrants. We moved that to the Justice Department. And after 9/11 and the Patriot Act, we moved that to the Department of Homeland Security. So you can look at that and say there's been a shift throughout the years from viewing immigrants as a source of economic vitality to viewing immigrants as, people we need to be afraid of.
How important in general is immigration in helping Detroit out of its quandary?
Immigration is not the only answer, and immigration can't be the only answer to helping Detroit out of its quandary. Now, I think this would help. I think the governor is onto something real here. Now, this administration, this state's government, has not always been especially welcoming to immigrants in general. The state government has been charged, I think rightly, with being indeed unwelcoming to low-income, low-educated migrants, and has been one of the state governments that has been in certain ways most firmly devoted to not integrating unauthorized migrants. But when it comes to the best and the brightest, when it comes to, highly educated, usually, fairly well-off folks, the governor is determined to put out the welcome mat.
We've been talking about the EB-5 program here, but in the alphabet soup that is the immigration program in this country, we hear regularly about H-1B visas as well. Do immigrants holding H-1B visas figure into this discussion?
Well, I actually want to take a step back. The skilled immigrant program is the EB-2 program. The governor also wants to do more with the EB-5 program, which is an investor program.
Okay.
And in the EB-5 program, basically, if you have $500,000 to invest in the business in Detroit, you can come in that way. That program was designed for entrepreneurs. In the last decade or so, with the advent of something called regional centers, that's been used more nearly for passive investments of $1 million in many places in the country, of $500,000 in high unemployment areas like Detroit.
Very interesting. I appreciate the clarification there.
And that's another route the governor definitely wants to go down. H-1B is another important way of getting highly skilled immigrants into the country. It's been somewhat controversial because people, especially in the U.S. tech industry, feel that H-1B visa holders are taking jobs away from Americans who are here, ready, willing, and able to do the work. That's always the size of this debate. For that reason, the Congress has put fairly severe caps on the size of the H-1B program. Employers would love to bring in more H-1B visa holders. They're not allowed because of the caps. That's an area that Governor Snyder is not addressing, and indeed, that could not be addressed unless Congress passed a new law.
Interesting discussion. We'll keep an eye on it. We want to thank our special guest, Dr. Jonathan Weinberg. John's a law professor specializing in immigration law at Wayne State University in Detroit. Thank you, John.
A pleasure to be here.